Walk us through the numbers that the office released today, and how they're in response to the numbers that were released earlier that were talked about by the CNN article.
Well, a couple of things. One is that we actually didn't release any numbers that were talked about by the CNN article. CNN did not ask the university, didn't ask the Office of Undergraduate Admissions for any data at all about enrolling student-athletes. So we read the story, and we were a little puzzled because the claims that were being made in the story didn't square with the admissions data that we had on file for student-athletes. So what the CNN article did was purport to look at a cohort of students enrolling between 2004 and 2012. And the article said that it had gone out and consulted experts, it did name the experts, and it determined a threshold for being college literate. And so we went out and we applied the CNN standard, the CNN threshold, to all of the student-athletes who had enrolled at the university between 2004 and 2012. And you already mentioned it. What we found is that more than 97% of those students met the CNN threshold. I'd read the claim that 60% of students were reading at this level, 10% were reading at that level. We just wanted to go out and gather the facts.
So that's the CNN threshold, which is 400 on the SAT reading and writing, and a 60, I believe, on the ACT. Now, do you have any specific information as to like where the average range is? Is it? And we know it's for that 97%. It's above 400, but is it above 500? Is it above 600? Where does the range lie?
I don't know anything about the average among the 97% of the 1338. We didn't calculate it.
So the average, that's the SAT. That's the average score for all student athletes. How about for the revenue sports, football, men's basketball, and women's basketball
team? Well, what we found is that we had 341 football, men's basketball, and women's basketball players in the cohort between 2004 and 2012. And what we found is that more than 90% of these students, 307 of the 341, met the threshold that CNN defined for being college literate.
What is the average score? And I mean, this is for students who were enrolled through the special talent policies and procedures. What is the average SAT score for any student just in general admitted to Carolina?
About 1300.
Okay. And the other question that I had was looking at the earlier article, the CNN article, and other reports on it. You mentioned this already, the allegation that 60% of UNC football basketball players during that stretch read between a fourth and an eighth grade level, 8 and 10% read below a third grade level. Are these numbers incompatible with that?
I think these numbers are wildly incompatible with that claim.
Okay.
I don't know how that claim was arrived at, but I think the data that we have about students upon admission don't support the claim. And again, the thing I'd emphasize too, we're looking only at test scores here. When we consider candidates for admission, whether they're student athletes or whether they're anyone else who's applying, we feel that we owe them a detailed and thorough, a comprehensive, an individualized evaluation. We don't evaluate any student on the basis of a single test score, not any student athlete, not any student who applies for admission to the university. So the test scores that we have for students are really one part of a much bigger picture. We're just simply trying to give the CNN reporter and the CNN network some means of making an apples-to-apples comparison on the basis of actual data.
We're speaking with Steve Farmer, Director of Undergraduate Admissions, and following up on that, we're talking about undergraduate admissions, but then, of course, once the students are admitted to the university, then they've got their education in front of them, and I'm wondering if you can speak to, and I've spoken with Jan Boxley, UNC Faculty Chair, about this, and other people at UNC as well, about the quality of education that students receive once they get to UNC.
Well, the first
especially for student-athletes.
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing I'd say is that students earn their education. All the students we have here, whether they're special talent student athletes or whether they're other students, they earn their education. They earn the right to be here. They earn their education once they enroll. We do provide good support for students and good support also for special talent student athletes. And, you know, just looking at this cohort that we're talking about between 2004 and 2012, 59% of the students who didn't meet the CNN threshold have either already graduated from UNC or they remain enrolled and they're in good academic standing. Another 28% left the university academically eligible to return. So that's 87% of the students who didn't meet the threshold. And again, there were only 39 students who didn't meet the threshold, have either graduated from UNC or they remain enrolled and in good academic standing or they left the university eligible to return.
And then just last question, I know that a lot of people will probably look at that and say, well, you know, 97% met the threshold, 3% did not, that 400 level on the SAT, that 16 level on the ACT. You've got 39 students who were admitted to UNC without meeting that threshold. So what would have been or what might have been the factors, other factors besides just test scores that went into the admissions process there?
Yeah, we have transcripts. We have recommendations from people. For most of the special talent student athletes we recruit, especially students who we're paying careful attention to, we talk to people in their schools, we try to get a sense of the student's character, of how badly the student wants to be educated. You know, the other thing I'll say about all this, I think the share of students who didn't meet this threshold, the share's been going down over time. In the class that we enrolled in 2013, we enrolled 154 student athletes. Every single student met this threshold. The year before, in 2012, we enrolled 167 student athletes, all but two students. That is, 165 out of 167 met the threshold. The two who didn't had never made a grade below B in their high school careers. They were terrific students. We wanted to admit those students. We didn't admit them grudgingly. We admitted them gladly. We're glad they're here. They're doing fine. The students who are here earned the right to be here, and we're glad that they choose Caroline, and we want to support them while they're with us.
Steve Farmer, Director of Undergraduate Admissions, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.